Welcome to your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment, presented by Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. Today, you will be blessed as you listen to God's prophet, Dr. Abiola Idowu, the presiding bishop of CREPA. That's Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, located at 7171 Arlington Expressway, Jacksonville, Florida. In CREPA, we have experienced the word-working wonders in the lives of the people. We have many testimonies, and today is your opportunity to receive fulfillment in your life. We know the most powerful technology ever is the Word of God. Faith will be born, and your life will never remain the same again. So please welcome.
This will be a special presentation from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, bringing you a rebroadcast of GILGA 2020 meeting held at Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, located at 7171 Arlington Expressway. Here is Bishop Dr. Abiola Idowu.
Come and give him a big hand of praise, a big hand of praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to celebrate all our pastors. I want to thank God for you. Hallelujah. Now, I used to say this one. I said, these guys are angels in human bodies. I want to thank God for all our pastors. Please help me celebrate all our pastors. Wonderful people. Wonderful people. You are awesome. You are wonderful. All our deaconesses, all our elders, all our ministers, help me celebrate all of them. All our leaders, we thank God for you. Now, all the way from Orange Park, I want to celebrate Pastor Jan Ellen Jones. Come on, celebrate her for me. We appreciate you. We thank God for you. Our Pastor Adebo Wale Taiwo. Thank God for you. And his precious wife, Minister Nike. Praise the Lord. We thank God for you. The Lord bless you. And all our brethren from Orange Park, we thank God for you. Want to celebrate. Now this man ran away from me for so many months, but God brought him back to me now. Yeah. Celebrate Pastor Richard for me. Thank you. We appreciate you. We miss you so much. We miss you so much. Celebrate him for me one more time. Hallelujah. Want to thank God for people at the media department. Those guys are something. Oh my God. I don't know the number of hours they sleep anymore. In the night they are here, in the morning they are here to make sure that everything is working. And we are almost there. We are not yet there. We are almost there. There are still some trial running and all that. But we have moved more than 80%. So thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We appreciate you. You need to be there to know what is going on. You need to be there to know what is going on. There was a time I left the, you know, last Saturday. Yeah, it's Sunday, yeah. Because I came back here and around 1 a.m., they are still here. I was watching them on the camera. 2 a.m., you see them. 4, they are still in the church trying to fix stuff. Wow. You are awesome. You are awesome. You are awesome. Help me celebrate our media department one more time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, do you look at these guys? Celebrate them for me. The choir. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Now, we have our moderator tonight, Sister Yolanda. Celebrate Sister Yolanda for me. Thank you so much. We appreciate you. Hallelujah. Come on, celebrate Mama for me especially. Hallelujah. We love you. God bless you. Hallelujah. Now you're going to do something for me, and you are going to do it with excitement. If I didn't see excitement in you, then I'll just drop the microphone and that's the end of it. Yeah, go and do gig at home. Celebrate yourself for me. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Now, the essence of this meeting is to receive instruction from heaven to run your life in 2021. We are not trying to get busy. I'm already busy. See, people don't know that we don't put program together because we just want to be busy and do something. After all, the year is running out and we need to go to the new year. So let's do something quick. No, no. There are specific instructions from heaven that we have to carry out to change story on the earth. We are not just trying to get busy. So I'd like you to pray for yourself in 1 minute. Lord, show me what I need to know tonight. Speak to me in the language I will understand. Help me to take my place in destiny. Help me to take my place in destiny. I must not fail in anything, Lord. In 2021, Lord Jesus, shape my destiny the way everyone will envy it. Lord, I receive by the authority of your name, divine insight. Open my inner man to understand what you are saying. Thank you, thank you, thank you, because I know you have done it. Thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit, the anointing of God over my life today to do it. I give you thanks in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Father in heaven, we are so thankful tonight in the name of Jesus. We give you all the glory and all the praise because there is no one that can be compared with you. You are mighty. You are awesome. You are wonderful. You are powerful. Thank you for the power of your spirit. Lord, how do we go forward without you? How do we conquer nations without you? How do we stop the mouth of the lion without you? Jesus, you are the hope. And because we know you are with us, we are confident. Receive all our praise in the name of Jesus. My Father, my God, I rely upon you, believing you that as you have spoken, that there is going to be a spring of life that will show forth fresh water in this house today, that will water every destiny, that will please and bring glory to every life. Lord, I trust you with what you have spoken. So therefore, I'm asking, oh God, that you will speak through this tongue of clay. That I will declare your word in power. That I will speak your word in boldness. I will speak your word in wisdom. Lord, I'm asking, I'm depending on the Holy Spirit, that you will take charge of my thought. You will take charge of everything here. And Lord Jesus, at the end of the day, everyone will go home blessed and favored. Thank you, because I know you have done it. To you be glory. To you be honor. To you be praise. And we vow we will return all the glory and praise to you that day. In Jesus' mighty and excellent name, we are praying.
Amen.
I said, in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Are you ready for the word of God? Yeah, 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 yeah. Come on. I say, are you ready for the living word of God tonight? Okay, now, ladies and gentlemen, men and brethren, it's time for the word of the living God. Come on. Woo! Give God praise for his word. Give him praise for his word. Celebrate him for his word. His word is life. His word is strength. Thank you, Lord. We praise you. We worship you. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. I said, in Jesus' mighty name, we worship. I'd like you to look at somebody eyeball to eyeball with just such a confidence and expectation. Come and say, tonight is my night. Everything is changing for me. Whether the devil likes it or not, new things are started in my life, and God that has started good work will finish it. I believe it, I declare it, and it's mine in Jesus' name. Come on, put those hands together, and please, you may be seated in his glorious presence. Celebrate this choir with me. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. I want to welcome everyone one more time, and everyone that is watching us online, I want to celebrate you tonight. The Lord bless you. Come on, celebrate our online audience for me. Come on, celebrate them. Celebrate them for me. We appreciate you. We appreciate you. Now, tonight is the first night.
Yeah, my baby's announced.
And then we begin to build something up that we are going to use our as our tool for the year coming. So I'll be sharing with you this evening new things. New things, part one. New things, part one. I don't care where you are. New things will start happening today. You don't understand. If you understand, your amen will be different. Now, if you have been dealing with the hold for too long, new things may not have meaning to you. Some of you should be tired of where you are. I'm telling you, God is changing your story. How many of you know that before the end of this meeting, a new chapter will be open in your life? If I'm talking to you, then respond to me. Come and say amen. Let me tell you this. Before God, actions are weighed. You don't just, it doesn't matter. As far as heaven is concerned, your response in his presence have a long way to go about what God will do in your life. Now, if you carry burden from home and you are still carrying burden in church, you have issues. I'm telling you, you have issues. The essence of coming to church is to come and drop it. So if you come to church and you are still carrying it, there's nobody can help you. God is saying, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. So you are here tonight to take rest. And you are going home with rest. Come on, if I'm talking to you, let me hear you say big amen. Amen. So I'd like you to take your pen and paper and begin to make notes and begin to take instructions. Now listen, our redemption, you can put on the line because this one is not here yet. By tomorrow we have all the full stuff. So don't worry. Praise the Lord. Now, our redemption is the foundation for new things. Our redemption. The moment we come to Christ, the old expired. Now, unfortunately, some people are still carrying it in their head. But as far as heaven is concerned, it's gone. Now, because he said in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, he said, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. He said, behold, all things are new. So that means by redemption, you're supposed to be envied. People must see you yesterday and they can't understand what is happening today. Somebody that you borrow from yesterday is borrowing from you tomorrow. You don't get what I'm talking about? You are just going from one place to another, struggling for life. And suddenly something happened. Because that is a translation that happened in your life that you yourself, you can't lay hands on it. Because the scripture says, he said, if any man be in Christ Jesus, he's a new creature. All things are passed away. In other words, nobody is permitted to fail in Christ. You are not supposed to be obscured. No! Because your life is planned and watered. You don't hear what I just said? Your life is planned and watered. There are so many things that people just think it just happened. That's not true. That's not true. It didn't just happen. It's planned. Now, I was looking into this and I discovered that many times, majority of believers, they don't respond to what God is saying. They just felt it has to be just like that. I mean, after all, God already said it. It just has to happen that way. No, God is waiting for your response because he already set the ground. He set the pace for you. I read something here in Luke chapter 13. And from verse number 6, are you still there?
Yes, sir.
He said, he spake also this parable. A certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard. And he came and sought fruit thereon, and found none. Verse 7, then said he unto the dresser of his vineyard, behold, these 3 years are come seeking fruit on this fig tree, and find none. He said, cut it down. Why cumbereth it the ground? And he answered and said unto him, Lord, let it alone this year also, till I shall dig about it and dung it. And if it bear fruit, well, if not, then after that, thou shalt cut it down. Now listen to this. I want you to listen to that story. That was Jesus Christ speaking there. And Jesus Christ was saying that it is true that this tree was planted. It was true that this tree was watered. But that is a responsibility of the tree to produce. Otherwise, there wouldn't be any question about why is it cumbering the ground. That means by the design of the Almighty, this tree is not supposed to cumber the ground. It's supposed to produce results. Friends, in 2021, you will produce results.
Yeah.
Come on, look at somebody. Come on, say, I am planted.
Amen.
I must produce. Say it again. Come and say, I'm planted.
Amen.
I must produce. Come and say, it's a must to produce.
Yes.
So that means you are not supposed to be cut short. No. You are not supposed to be a byword. No. Understand this. All things are passed away. Don't allow hold to trap you down. What the old experience wants to bring to you is to make you feel as if you are the cause of every mishap in your life. I did it this way. I will have done it that way. Leave that alone. That's in the old. I told somebody the other time, I said, if you don't have the past, I won't talk to you. Because you'll be too dangerous. Your past experience is the reason you have a story to tell.
Amen.
I was once blind, now I can see. Now, don't let the enemy sing a song of lies into your ears. I want you to get that one. Listen, I have had this understanding for a long time that when you hold on to the past, you reduce your impact in life. God is not mad at you, even where you have done wrong. He still loves you. All he's asking you to do is to just repent and turn. Let me say something to you. When you were yet sinners, Christ paid the price.
Amen.
Now that you are saved, he employed you and anointed you. You don't get that. When you were yet sinners, he loves you. He rescued you. Now that you are saved, you have gone beyond rescue. Now he anoints you and employs you. So, as far as heaven is concerned, you are God's team. I wish somebody is here. Okay, let me read this. Maybe you get this. I want to show you from the scripture. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 9. 1 Corinthians 3, 9. It said, we are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry. Ye are God's building. We are laborers together with God. Now, listen. Some of you that have ability and opportunity of employing people in your place of work, you don't employ a non-entity. Talk to me, please. You don't employ a moron. You know somebody is going to crash this business, this organization, and you are looking for the person. It's not possible. You employ somebody that is dependable. You employ somebody that is clever and smart. Now, do you think that God, that you are smarter than God? Now, the Bible says we are laborers together with God. So that means there are so many things inside of you that people neglect. Even you, that God saw. That is, oh my God. Now, that is an embodiment of supernatural that can never fail. That is not on this planet. That only God saw. And that is why he employed you. That's why he anointed you. That's why new things must happen. Because you are wired for it. If there is no expectation, there is no manifestation. If you are not expectant because of what you carry, there is nothing that God will do. Many times, you put yourself at the center, looking at what you are capable of doing, not looking at what is capable of doing through you. And that's where the problem starts. Because each time you put yourself in a place and you begin to say, how can I jump over this fence? The one that put the fence before you knows that he built you inside to jump. If 2021 is going to be a sledge on your life, he will have killed you last month. He has a dream ahead. That's why he preserved you. That is why all the things that are killing people didn't kill you. Because God saw a dream that you must fulfill. I don't know whether somebody is saying yes, sir. How many of you are getting what I'm talking about? So when we talk about new things, we are talking about you already wired to make a news. And I'm telling you, as far as God is concerned, it is a must to achieve that. You are not just a Christian. No, you are the representative of heaven on the earth. You are laborers together with God, an ambassador of heaven. Now, if anyone is in Christ and is not living an enviable life, something is wrong with you. You can't be walking with the Ancient of Days and people are not marveled about your life. Friends, let's wake up. Let's stop playing Christianity because it's common. Let's start playing kingdom citizenship. I wish somebody is getting what I'm talking about. The same person that sent Jesus sent you. If Jesus can't live a life of envy, you are the next. Because the scripture tells me in John 20:21, he said, as the Father sent me, so send I you. So if you are sent after the order of Christ, then you are a living wonder. Come on, look at somebody. Come and say, you have not met me yet.
You have not met me.
I'm a living wonder.
I'm a living wonder.
Hallelujah. Now, all what God is saying is, what happened around you is not strong enough to keep you short. What you have experienced in your life is not strong enough to delete you. I don't know whether somebody is getting what I'm talking about tonight. Because God is not expecting you to claim the citizenship of this earth. He expects you to claim the citizenship of heaven. Because you are not just an American. You are an heavenite. Okay. Somebody is hearing me. So that is a supernatural provision and immunity of heaven over your life when you allow what heaven prepared to manifest in your life. It's inside, but you have to respond. Jesus, God was speaking here in Matthew Gospel chapter 10 and verse 30 to 31. He was showing you and I how so much defended you are in his plan. Can you read this one with me? He said, but the very hairs on your head are numbered. He said, fear ye not therefore. Ye are of more value than many sparrows. Even the hairs on your head. You don't get that. I know there are mothers here, parents here. You have never sat down to count the hairs on the head of your child. Otherwise, we'll begin to pray for you. I want to know the number of ears on my daughter's head, and you began to count it. Even if you try to, I don't think you can finish it till you die.
Christ Resurrection Power Assembly invites you to their worship service tomorrow. There are two worship services, 8 o'clock and 10 o'clock. Christ Resurrection Power Assembly is located at 7171 Arlington Expressway. If you need a ride, call area code 904-646-8210. There's also a midweek Bible study, 7 p.m. on Wednesdays. But don't miss tomorrow's worship services, 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. at Christ Resurrection Power Assembly.
You know, in the kingdom of God, God being the king expects people who are in his kingdom to enjoy his benefits. If you want to receive, you give as a process of you receiving, because we believe strongly the word of God in Luke chapter 6 verse 38 says, give and it will be given to you. A good measure pressed down, shaken together and running over will be poured into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Now, this is an opportunity for someone that is listening to this to be able to key into this verse. Plant a seed now. We want you to pick up your phone, text this word, give and be blessed. One word, to 73256. 73256. If you want to send Cash App, the dollar sign CREPA is our username for CREPA. The dollar sign CREPA. You can mail your seed to 7171 Arlington Expressway, Jacksonville, Florida 32211. Finally, we invite you to our worship service tomorrow. There are two services, 8 o'clock and 10 o'clock. Bring your seed with you in person. Ask for either Pastor Christian, Pastor Clarence, or Sister Yolanda.
This will be a special presentation from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, bringing you a rebroadcast of GILGA 2020 meeting held at Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, located at 7171 Arlington Expressway. Here is Bishop Dr. Abiola Idowu.
New things, part two. Now, if you are not fed up with the old things, new things cannot start. The enemy of the new is the old. And there's so many believers, they are so used to the old that when the new things start, they start complaining. Listen to this. If you hate change, you'll be stagnated. God will move you to another level when you are ready for it. I want you to have this understanding, because you see, the devil is not as strong as you have rated him. The reason you are on the same spot is because you don't know better. Ignorance is stronger than the devil. Devil is already won, defeated by the cross. But ignorance is not defeated. The only key to ignorance is knowledge. If you don't know, no matter how born again you think you are, you still be in slavery. Watch this. Very important. I've met good people that are suffering. Not because they don't have the Holy Spirit, they don't have the knowledge of the truth. And ye shall know the truth. Now you shall be born again. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth will do what? Will make you free. The truth will make you free. Now that you know your value, it's time to start rating yourself by the heaven standard. Now you know your value. I was sharing with you yesterday, and I said, according to the scripture, 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 23, says, he said, you are bought with a price. Be not the servant of men. You are bought with a price. And we came to a conclusion that we need to know, how much do I cost? Remember I said that one? And I said that, he said, the value of every product is its cost. Are you getting that? Now, how much do I cost? The word says in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 18 to 19, he said, for as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold, from your vain conversations, received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Jesus, as a lamb without blemish and without spot. So we saw from the scripture that the blood of Jesus Christ is your value. The life of God is your value. So if you are now asking questions from the people that do not know your worth, they will devalue you. The problem that we have in the body of Christ is that we are asking questions from education. We are asking questions from technology. We are asking questions from the expertise. And we are not asking questions from the one that bought us. Let me tell you, they will confuse you. They don't know your worth. Now, the only person that knows your worth is the one that paid the price. Come on, talk to me now. So that's why you can easily be confused if you are listening to people that didn't know your worth. I remember years ago, somebody came to me and he said he brought sapphire stones to me, and he was showing me, and I said, what is this? And he said, it's sapphire stone. It's a sapphire stone. What is it for? Now, it was like about 3 or 4 pieces that he was holding. And he said, 1 kilo of that is about 3 million. And I said, 3 million what? 1 kilo of this, 3 million? That's some years ago. And I said, I don't know. If somebody gave that one to me, I would just put it behind. Maybe if not in the trash. I don't know its worth, so I don't value it. Many people you are asking questions from, they don't know you, so they devalue you. That's why they are telling you something that God didn't say. I saw from the word of God that the Bible says because he purchased you, he redeemed you with a price, he know your value. Come on, tell somebody I'm valuable. Now, if you don't have an understanding of that, you can't rate yourself the way God rates you. The attention of the whole universe, the attention of heaven is on you after Jesus Christ paid your price. Even the angels want to know what is in this guy that God have to spend all his life on him or her. Unfortunately, the doctor tells you something. The engineer told you something. The technologist tells you something. And you begin to believe those things that they are saying because you don't know what God is saying concerning you. In fact, I saw from the scripture with redemption that God values you so much that he said he will even kill people for you. You don't get that. Somebody say, hey? Yes. That's why you are too dangerous. Now watch this. He said in Isaiah chapter 43, I'm taking you something. Isaiah chapter 43 verse 4. He says, since thou was precious. Come on, say I'm precious. Come on, say the one that valued me told me I'm precious. What you feel about me is immaterial. Why are you not talking to some nobody? Come on, say the one that bought me valued me. He said I'm precious. Your feelings doesn't matter. You get that? He said, since thou was precious in my sight, thou art been honorable, and I have loved thee. Therefore, will I give men for thee and people for thy life. I will destroy nations because of you. You don't know how much you cost me. Now you say, but if I'm so much precious, why is it that I can't pay my bill? Bill? Now listen, you are talking about that because you don't know how much you are valued. Come on, watch it. Let me show you something. Let me tell you something. The one that heaven cannot contain came down here. And he decided to reside in you. The Bible called it Emmanuel, God with us. The one that made the heavens and the earth, what is it that he cannot make? Now, he's residing right now inside of you. Not because you are a pastor, but because you come to the camp. Because you belong to Jesus. Because you belong to Jesus, you can house the Trinity. Oh my God, you are not getting this. Now let me show you this, what happened to the Philistines. When the Philistines heard that the same God that is residing inside of you has come to the camp, they said, woe unto us. Listen to this. After tonight meeting, everything against you will go down for you. Watch this. Watch it. Now, if you are a reader of the scripture, you will know that God has not changed. He says it's the same yesterday, today, and forever. So he said in 1 Samuel chapter 4 and verse 7 to 8. 1 Samuel chapter 4 verse 7 to 8. The Bible says, and the Philistines were afraid. And they said, God is come into the camp. That's the camp of the children of Israel. And they said, woe unto us, for there has not been such a thing heretofore. And verse 8, the Bible says, woe unto us, who shall deliver us from the hand of these mighty gods. These are the gods that smote the Egyptians with all the plagues in the wilderness. Who shall? They are crying for life because God came into the camp. The same one that came into the camp is now residing in you. Now tell me how Red Sea will stop you in 2021. Tell me how demons will be able to stand you in 2021. Tell me how coronavirus will swallow you in 2021. The one that evil cannot contain is now residing inside of you. That is the end of frustration. I don't know whether somebody will say amen to that. Jesus Christ came and he said, you don't need to worry about that. He said, I am with you always, even unto the end of the earth. I'm with you. Matthew 28, verse 20. I am with you always, even unto the end on the earth. So the report from God that we had from the scripture is that God has given to you life that cannot be quenched by death. Life that cannot be stopped by darkness. This is a divine arrangement that make you to escape every affliction and oppression that is coming to the world. Now, you need to have that understanding to live a life of peace. Oh, God. Somebody need to hear this. The problem is many don't believe that report. And that is why nothing is changing. We have so many things around us to start explaining it. Now, when you start explaining it, you start aspiring. You don't get that. How many of you just heard what I said? Every time you start explaining the scriptures, you start aspiring your own self. The scripture is not for explanation, it's for believing. Oh, Lord. Somebody needs to hear this. Isaiah came up in Isaiah chapter 51. 53, verse 1. He said, who hath believed our report? And to whom is the harm of the Lord revealed? We have a problem here. The problem is people don't believe our report. The report is too simple to be the truth. So everybody is trying to look for a way to escape it. People are thinking it's not going to happen. And he began to explain. He said, this is the report. If you believe this report, you will begin to see new things. He said in verse 5 of that same scripture, he said, Isaiah chapter 53, verse 5, he said, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And what? With his stripes we are healed. Now, I was looking into that scripture and meditating. And the Lord brought something back to me. He said, the church has capitalized so much on by his stripes we are healed. He said, but there is something I said before that time that they don't notice. The chastisement of our peace. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. The chastisement of our peace. And I was looking into that scripture and I saw the word chastisement means the punishment required to have peace was already on him. So if you lack peace, it's a choice. Let me read from, I know they may not have it. Let me read from the Passion Translation. He said, but it was because of our rebellious deeds that he was pierced, and because of our sins that he was crushed. He endured the punishment that made us completely whole. And in his wounding, we found our healing. In his wounding. Now, it's like when you go to a store in America, you don't use Japanese yen to buy anything. No matter how much of it that you got. Talk to me. So that means, as far as America is concerned, when you go to a store, you spend what? U.S. dollars. Talk to me as if you are in church. Now, why are you doing me this way? Is it because it's 30th of December? Praise the Lord. You too quiet for my liking tonight. Now, God said, in the market where peace is plenty, the price to pay for it is the chastisement on the body of Jesus. We have talked about his stripes. We have not been talking about his punishment. He's not only beaten. There are so many things that happen. And let me tell you this. I mean, the word peace is not quietness. Talk to me. The word peace is shalom. Nothing missing. Nothing broken. It's wholeness. So by the beating and the punishment,
punishment that came upon Jesus, you are qualified for peace. So you claim it every day. Look, now, listen. Peace is not just peace is I am in charge here. Listen, when Jesus Christ was in the boat and there was a great storm, how many of you remember that? Now Jesus Christ stood up in the midst of the storm and he said what? Peace be still. He didn't say I rebuke you. Peace be still. What happened to the storm? He went down. So that means that the storms in your life come to an end tonight. Shout it, I have peace. Okay. So to see the manifestation of these new things I'm talking about, the first thing that is required is the knowledge of the truth. You need the knowledge of the truth. The knowledge of the truth. The power of knowledge will open up a new chapter in your life. This is very important, because your victory in life begins with knowledge. After you are born again, all you begin to look for to be extraordinary is the knowledge of the truth. It is the truth, the knowledge of the truth of the word of God that announces your destiny. That is what hand you victory in every area of your life. Everything that we ever need for life is already provided. But you need the knowledge of the truth to assess it. My Bible tells me in Hosea chapter 4 verse 6, he said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Not because they are not born again, they are speaking in tongues. Excellent. They have all the things that the Bible says, but they don't understand the mystery behind it. It is not knowing the Bible that changes your story. It is the revelation behind it. Every line in the scripture has a spirit behind it. For Jesus Christ said, the word that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. So it takes the understanding of the spirit behind the word to be extraordinary on the earth. Can somebody say amen to what I'm talking about? My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. So new things don't come unto you because you are a Christian. Is because of the knowledge of the truth. And when you are willing to know, God opens things up. He said, I will pour water upon the thirsty hand. Thirsty land. If you are thirsty for the truth, it will reveal it to you. Like Sister April was saying, I came with my note. Can you just imagine? He listened to the message 3 times between yesterday and now. Now, people, there are some people that are going somewhere. Yeah. I was there. I listen to everything. You are forgotten because your life didn't reflect it. You forgotten. It's so easy. Listen, the Bible didn't say faith cometh by hearing. He said faith cometh by hearing and hearing. The first one is information. The second one is revelation. If you come to church with no writing thing, I know you have made up your mind not to move too far. Because in the midst of the word, God will be speaking to you directly. So you write it down. And the worst part of it is that you are not even careful to listen to it after the service. Oh, how was the service? Very powerful. In fact, when Bishop was speaking, you can see the spirit. He was jumping up and down. Is he jumping up and down? You come to watch?
Christ Resurrection Power Assembly invites you to their worship service tomorrow. There are 2 worship services, 8 o'clock and 10 o'clock. Christ Resurrection Power Assembly is located at 7171 Arlington Expressway. If you need a ride, call area code 904-646-8210. There's also a midweek Bible study, 7 p.m. on Wednesdays. But don't miss tomorrow's worship services, 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. at Christ Resurrection Power Assembly.
Praise the Lord. The Lord is faithful and the Lord is wonderful. I welcome you to year 2021, the year that the Lord has prophetically spoken to us that is our year of new things. And in the mighty name of Jesus, great, mighty, glorious things shall not elude you in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The word says in the book of Isaiah chapter 43 and verse 18 and 19. The Bible says, remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Now, I want you to look into what the word of the Lord is saying. Listen, when God speaks, it's not an advice, it's a decree. And all what God is expecting from you is to agree with him. He said, can two work together except they be agreed? God wants you to agree with him that this year there shall be new things. The thing that has happened in 2020 is in your past right now. Many times, people don't really understand that if you consider and you stay with your past, it will be very difficult for you to move forward. I know you know that you have been thinking and been praying that, okay, last year, God is going to give you a house. Oh, last year, God is going to give you a husband, a child. Maybe last year, God is going to give you that car that you desire. And it's not here yet. Now, I'm telling you the reason that God deserves all your commitments is because you are still alive. Don't worry about what happened in 2020. Now, this is a new year. And God has spoken. Let me tell you, God will not do it in. He said he revealed it to his servant, the prophet. And God has spoken to me, and I'm decreeing, I'm speaking into your life that this year you will experience new things in every area of your life in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I am so convinced and I'm so excited that the Lord has spoken to me, and he said it's going to be a year where we're going to experience fruitfulness in everything, and heaven is already open over our life, and is going to give us double for our trouble. And when God speaks, I run into it because I know that God is too faithful to lie. Now he said here, remember not the former things, neither consider the things of old. You need to work with your mindset this year. Don't allow the enemy to amplify what God didn't say. Now I'm not saying that sometimes things don't come to you and it looks so real, it looks so compelling, but the Bible says the easiest way to navigate that area is not to consider it. The strength and the victory of Abraham was because Abraham refused to consider the things that was going on around him. He refused to allow the enemy to suggest to him. The Bible says his body was dead, Sarah's womb was dead, but he refused to consider those things, but he was giving glory to God because he considered God faithful to what he said. God has spoken to you right now. He's speaking to you right now as I'm declaring the word of the living God. He said, behold, verse 19, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Now, when things springs forth, that means it comes from somewhere that is not where you are expecting. It will just come forth just like that. And he said, shall you not know it? He said, I'm going to set you up on a surprise note. I will even make a way in the wilderness. Everybody knows that it's very difficult to see way coming out of the wilderness, because wilderness looks as if there is nowhere, that it's not close to destination, because everywhere in the wilderness looks alike. So people are confused in the wilderness. But God is saying, your case is different. He said, I will even make a way in that wilderness, and I will, and rivers in the desert. In other words, God is saying to you and I, he said, in year 2021, be expectant of great surprises. I will make a way for you in the wilderness, and I will bring rivers in the desert. When everybody thinks that you are finished, when everybody thinks nothing is going to work out, when everybody thinks you are already finished, you are incapacitated, God is saying, I'm going to come big. I'm going to surprise you. I'm going to prove myself strong. I'm going to make everybody know that I am your God. I want you to relax, because if you relax, God will react. And if God wants to show you that when everybody left you, when it looks as if there is no way out, he said, I'm going to come in big. I'm going to surprise you. But he said something. He said, behold. In other words, look. Now that means what you cannot see, you cannot possess. If you are going to experience mighty new things, excellent things in 2021, the first step is you need to have a vision. You need to know what you want God to do for you. God don't think for us. He only lead us and direct us. Now, You have to sit down. You have to camp with God so that you can see the picture that God is putting in your inside. Everyone is born with greatness. There is nobody that is more, having more advantage than you. You are not disadvantaged by anything. Your birth may be defective. Your situation may look, as if it is pitiable. The people around you may not even want to see your face. But I'm telling you, you are eternally planned by God. And God put something inside of you that the old generation is looking for. Let me tell you this. The reason God don't allow you to die at birth is because of what he invested inside of you that is waiting to harvest. Why don't you just wake up and begin to see the destiny that is ahead of you in a dream? Begin to dream it. Begin to believe it. Begin to take step. Those gifts, those ideas that heaven planted inside of you is not for the fun of it. It's not to make you religious. It's to be a blessing to your generation. God wants to be proud of you. That's why he said in 2021, he said, I will do a new thing. You that have been discarded, you that you have even discarded yourself, you that you have looked down on yourself, he said, don't worry about it. I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. If you can see what I am saying, I am committed to get you to the place that I've promised you. And that is so exciting. That put the devil in a very tight situation. That put him in a kind of depression and frustration, because he never knew you can get to that place. And that is what God is saying. If you are not tired of believing God for what only him can do, God is committed to show you some kind of wonders that you have never seen before. So if you are ready to have this manifestation, it's time for you to start camping with God. Begin to camp with God. Begin to partner with him on this journey. This journey is going to be bumpy for a lot of people. There are so many things that is already slashed into 2021. But when you partner with God, you have all this victory that is going to be yours. Because the Bible says, if God be for us, who can be against us? Romans chapter 8 verse 31. If God be for us, who can be against us? Now, if you partner with the God of the whole universe, it doesn't matter what kills them. It doesn't matter what depresses them. It doesn't matter what stops them. You cannot be stopped, because when God is with you, you are more than a conqueror. I saw a practical example in the life of the children of Israel when there was plague in Egypt. They were in darkness. Now, darkness does not just mean absence of light. Darkness talks about ignorance. Darkness talks about oppression. Darkness talks about slavery. Darkness talks about sickness and disease. But the Bible says in Exodus chapter 10 verse 23, the Bible said, they saw not one another, neither rose any from his place for 3 solid days. They were in darkness. Things were going wrong. But all the children of Israel had light in their dwellings. All the children of Israel, they had light in their dwellings. Now, listen to this. God makes sure that what was happening in Egypt was not affecting the children of Israel, because the God of the whole universe is with them. The same God of the whole universe, the creator of the heavens and the earth, the one that the breath of his nostril parted the sea, is the same God that is with you. Now, by the Spirit of the living God, I declare it right now that whatsoever stop others will not stop you. Whatsoever limit others will not limit you. You are one with God. Jesus Christ so told us that to show us the secret of his exploit. He said, I and my Father, we are one. The book of John chapter 10 verse 30. He said, I and my Father, we are one. And he told us, he said, my Father that gave you to me is greater than all, and no man shall be able to pluck you out of my Father's hand. In other words, you are not a candidate or premature dead this year, because nothing is allowed to plug you out of God's hand. And because of that, I like you to partner with God so that God can bring new things that He promised. The enemy is wicked, but he cannot stand the Almighty God. I saw it. God was speaking and He was sending a message to Pharaoh in Exodus chapter 10 and verse number 23. The Bible says, Exodus chapter 4, verse 22 and 23. Exodus 4, 22 and 23. He said, "And thou shalt say unto Pharaoh, Thus saith the Lord, Israel is my son, even my firstborn. And I say unto thee, let my son go, that he may serve me. If thou refuse to let him go, behold, I will slay thy son, even thy firstborn." Now, we saw this one so clear in the scripture that God is saying, "I am jealous. I cannot allow anybody to mishandle my children. I cannot allow anybody to frustrate my children. So I know that this year, cancer will not take hold of you. Coronavirus is disgrace as touching you. It doesn't matter whether there is another wave that is coming. You have escaped. Now, you have to agree with Him. You have to cooperate with Him." In fact, Jesus kind of made us to see this one. He said, "Your Heavenly Father knows that you need protection. Your Heavenly Father knows that you need provision." And He said, "But seek you first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added." Now, friends, I want you to start partnering with God this year. Make up your mind, because partnering with God is a choice. God will not force you to partner with Him. Partnering with Him is a choice that you have to make. God already makes His intention known to every one of us. He said, "Behold, I will do a new thing. That is my plan. I want to do a new thing in your health. I want to do a new thing in your relationship. I want to do a new thing in your finances. I want to do a new thing in the life of your children. I want to do a new thing in whatsoever you lay your hands upon. I want to encourage you. I want to stand by you." The Bible says, "Even when you go through fire, I will be there with you." He said, "Though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death," He said, "you will fear no evil, for I am with you." He said, "My rod and my staff, they comfort you." Now, what a father that wants the comfort of his children all the time. He wants you to know that His glory is ready to shine. His counsel must be made manifest. That is His intention. That is His will. But it takes your cooperation. It takes your determination. And when that is done, everyone stand in attention to make sure that those things come to pass. Now, that is where your decision comes in. "Jesus, I'm ready to partner with you. I'm ready to work with you this year. Lord, I know I have done my own thing last year, but now this a brand new year. This a brand new day. I'm ready to go all out for you. I will do those things that pleases you. I will be where you want to be. I will do what you want me to do." Now, if you want to partner with God, I mean, you are going to love His word. If you want to partner with God, you are going to love His house. Not that whenever you just want, you just, No, you just want to love His house. You want to love His people. You want to be in His presence. Now, make up your mind. I can see the glory coming. I can see His beauty coming. I can see how God changed your situation just like that. And everybody is just saying, only God can do this. People will line up behind you to say, "This God is the God we will serve." And I'm encouraging you, today is the day that God wants to register you among the champions that He has designed for your destiny, in the mighty name of Jesus. And I pray for you in the mighty name of Jesus, that the eyes of your understanding will be enlightened. I release favor upon you. I release the blessing of God upon you. I rebuke the hand of sickness and disease. I come against the counsel of the wicked one over your life. In the mighty name of Jesus, I speak speak boldness into you. I speak faith into your life that you will take that belong to you. I silence every works of the enemy. I come against every counsel of the wicked one. They will not prevail over you. They will not succeed over you. Whatsoever say no to your rising is cursed and removed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Go into 2021 with joy, and I mark you and your household with the precious blood of Jesus. God bless you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
If you need prayer, you can still call 904-646-8210, and one of the Crepper prayer counselors will be happy to pray with you over the phone.
You've been listening to your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment with Bishop Abiola Idowu from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, located at 7171 Arlington Expressway, Jacksonville, Florida. Our worship times are Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. and a second service at 10 a.m. Also on Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. For more information, please call area code 904-646-8210. We will see you next Saturday at 7 p.m. Until then, remain blessed. Jesus is Lord.